This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a bounce back of the corn after the weakness the last couple days. Corn's up about 4.5 cents on the reopening. Beans are down a couple. Wheat's up a penny. A little bit of profit taken by the bears in front of the USDA Outlook Forum numbers that get released tomorrow during that conference. And that number, Mark's going to be really kind of debated because there's a wide range of opinions of how many acres we're actually going to plant as we move into the 2025 growing season.
And will traders grab onto that information tomorrow, Jim? And will they trade that information based off of even what we know that this is a very early look?
I mean, historically, I don't think they really trade this number too much by historical measures, but we're kind of in a weird dynamic this year with the big revision we had of the ending stocks there back in January, putting the old crop carry out right around this 1.5 number. This bigger number we get, depending how big it is, could have an impact on it. Now, the average trade guess is only around about 93.5 million acres. That's up from 90.6. I personally think it'd be closer to 95 because the economics argue that most people don't make many money on beans. They can't make money on corn. On top of it, we planted about 94.6 million acres of corn just 2 years ago. So just normal rotation will bring a lot of those acres right back into corn acres this upcoming year. But, that number could have an impact. If it would come in quite a bit above the average trade guess, then you could see a little bit of pressure potentially tomorrow. If it comes in maybe at the lower end of the trade guess, then that might actually be a little bit bullish.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn up 1.25 at 481 even. March soybeans down 3.5 at 1027¾. March soybean meal up 70 cents at 294.50. March soybean oil down 68 cents at 44.76. Chicago wheat down 0.5 cent at 572¼. Minneapolis wheat down 3¼ at 609¾. Kansas City hard red wheat down a penny at 590¾. On the Merck, April live cattle down 22 cents at 195.50. March feeder cattle up 15 cents at 274.37. April lean hogs up 25 cents at 86.82. Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 18.67. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.